Today is Wednesday, May 25th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, I'm packing. Today is Wednesday, the day that I'm leaving, and I am packing today. Because that's what I do. I mean, yesterday I recorded Throwing Down. And then I needed to get my... Anytime I go on a trip, I get my... And I think I talked about this already, but I get my fever blister medicine refilled. Because when I go out in the sun or anything else and I get too much sun, I have a tendency to get fever blisters on my lip. And and for a while I was doing, because I hate them, mainly because they're ugly. But also, you know, it makes it hard to eat because you don't want to touch it. It feels, anyway, it's not a good experience. And so I normally will take that medication with me on vacation. Like I said, for a while I was taking it daily, and just so I wouldn't get them at all, ever. And then I kind of fell off the, I ran out. I had a bunch. I had gotten them. There's an online doctor company where you can go and get various things, and that you meet with an actual doctor, but you don't have to go in, and you're just like, hey, you know, I've already been to a dermatologist about this, but I don't want to go back into the dermatologist. I just want a prescription. And they're like, sure. It's not a controlled, I mean, well, it's not a narcotic. It's just a, like an antiviral sort of thing. So I needed to pick that up. So I called that in. I didn't call it in. Actually, I thought back in the day, because I don't do a lot of medicine. I'm getting up to that age where I'm going to start having things, you know, eventually, like, I don't know, blood pressure medication or, you know, whatever. But or maybe not. Hopefully not, you know. I do work out, so maybe that helps. But anyway, regardless, I don't do a lot of refilling of prescriptions. I thought I needed to take the bottle with me and go to the actual pharmacy and give them the bottle, right? And it was raining last night, and I didn't want to go in because I'm trying to avoid people as much as possible because of this cruise. And so I went up to there is a drive-through pharmacy. I get my prescriptions refilled at Walmart. It's only $4 for generics. $4 for generics. And so I finally found the stupid thing, because it's not even a window. I don't know why, and it doesn't matter, but I don't know why they don't put their pharmacy near the wall at a lot of their stores. And so instead of it being a window, there's just like a television screen or like a monitor with a vacuum tube next to it. So it's not obvious. It's not a very big thing. It's just like a vacuum tube and a monitor, and, you know, it's on the side of the building. So we drove around the building a couple of times, and we finally found it the last place we looked. So I pull up, and the lady comes on the screen, and she says, hey, blah, 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 what are you? And I'm like, I need to do a prescription refilled. And she said, just read me the RX number off the bottle. So I read her the RX number off the bottle. I gave her my name and date of birth. And she said, okay, it'll be ready in about 10 minutes. And she didn't need the bottle at all. So I didn't even have to bring. And in fact, I could have called it in so that it would have been ready by the time we got there. But I didn't even know. Now I'll know. But anyway, regardless, so we did that, and we just went and picked up Whataburger because I did not feel like cooking. And so, because it was already late, I mean, I'd already recorded Throwing Down. It was already like 7:45 in the evening. And so the fasting is out the window because I can't, it's already too late for me to stop at 8 o'clock. So anyway, we went and ordered our food at Whataburger, got that, came back. By the time we got back, I got a text message that the prescription was ready, got the prescription, went home. And then we worked on watching Hacked season 2, and that was about it. We ate dinner, and I think that's about all I did. I didn't really do any packing last night. And then today I got up early. Well, not early. I got up earlier than I would on a normal non-work day because I'm not working today. And I wanted to get, it's complicated, but the last time I got this prescription for my fever blister, the doctor said, well, I want you to go back to the, I don't know why, because I mean, what are they going to do? But she said, I want you to go back to the dermatologist in person. She said, I can't prescribe an ongoing, because what I wanted was a similar situation where I got like 90 pills and I just took them daily, which is what I got from the online place. But the last time I got this prescription, I was in a hurry because I felt a fever blister coming on and I needed to immediately start taking the medicine. And the doctor said, well, I cannot give you an ongoing prescription from online. That's like against the policy. Our policy, doctors on demand, or like whatever it is. Or maybe it's my employer's policy. I don't know. But anyway, regardless, she's like, I can't give you an ongoing. You need to go in and actually see a doctor, either a dermatologist or a regular doctor, and they can give you the ongoing prescription if you want to do the daily. She said, I can just give you a large dose that you would take, you know, when you feel it coming on. And I prefer to be proactive, especially when I'm in stressful situations or I know I'm going to be getting sunburned or whatever, and I feel like, oh, those are, you know, I'm at risk for getting one. I'd rather be taking it daily to just prevent it from happening. But anyway, it turned out that I got two different prescriptions from her, but they were all short-term prescriptions. So I have two bottles. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to get the other one filled as well. So I called in that one this morning, and then I needed to take back the two jackets that I ordered from Amazon that didn't fit me. So I drove to, I got a little breakfast. So I drove and got a little breakfast. Then I drove to Whole Foods and returned the Amazon stuff. And then I drove to the pharmacy and picked up my that. And then I came home and then I ate lunch. And now I'm basically, Mark and I ate lunch together, and then I'm basically just packing. I'm almost done. I'm probably 80%. I've gotten all of my shirts, my jeans, my shoes, my toiletries, Medicaid, any like, you know, Advil, Tylenol, upset stomach medication, Band-Aids, anything like that. You know, my shaving kit, accoutrement. And now I'm mostly done with the big bag. I have to, and I'm recording now because I'm going to pack up my microphone and my mic cable. And my headphones. So I needed to go ahead and get that out of the way. Those are going to go in the big bag as well, because I don't want to carry those in my carry-on. And then I'm going to pack my carry-on, and I'm debating on whether I'm going to, I have a camera bag and I have a backpack, and I originally thought I was going to bring both, but I really would like to pare it back and have one less bag. So I'm wondering if I can fit everything in my camera bag, because I don't have a laptop, I just have my iPad. And so I'm going to see if I can pare it down enough to fit everything in my camera bag. Like three lenses, the camera, and then the iPad, and then, you know, a couple of other things that I would carry, you know, my passport, my COVID vaccine card, all of that. And I have to print out my cruise papers as well and put those in there. Yeah, and I'm hoping I can fit all of that, because I really don't want to have a backpack and a camera bag and a big bag. I can, but I'd rather not. And so I'm going to see if I can do that, and that'll just be two bags. So originally I wanted to do a small roller bag, but that's impossible, because I need a couple of different jackets. I need hiking boots. I need like all of these things. And they just take, especially the shoes, take up a lot of space. And so I'm just not able to do that. So I'm going to finish packing, and I need to leave for the airport. I'm recording this about 1:30. I need to leave for the airport at 4:30. So far my flight is on time. So fingers crossed, I'm in first class. Hopefully everything will go well. And I will get into Seattle about 11 o'clock tonight. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow from Seattle. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.